The Maple Syrup Festival is on the way at SIU's Touch of Nature Environmental Center this weekend. There it is, all official, JD. How'd you like that?
It's going to be pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
We ought to make it pretty sweet. We've been making syrup for the last few months. Homemade syrup. Nothing more pure than that, right from the tree.
I didn't really realize what went in to making the maple syrup that you see in the glass jar. I've always wondered when I walk by, it's like, well, you got Aunt Jemima, and then you got like the glass jar, and was always way more expensive. But then I saw the process, and I'm like, okay, so kind of walk us through when you're making syrup, what do you got to do?
Yeah, if you want to know why that glass jar is $15 to $20 for that little jar,
yeah,
you ought to come to the festival
right
on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Because you can go on one of our interpretive hikes after you eat pancakes or before you eat pancakes.
Oh.
And you'll get a full idea. I mean, we tap about 100 and maybe 110 trees, maple trees, at Touch of Nature for this.
Wow.
And we just come up with enough syrup to serve people for this festival. There's not much. We can't mass sell it in large quantities because it's about a 40-to-1 ratio of sap to syrup.
You start, so that means, if I'm doing my math right, if you start with 40 gallons of sap, you're going to get 1 gallon of syrup?
That is it. It's a lot of work, but once you taste that syrup, it's so worth it.
There's no comparison. I mean, and what's crazy is some folks listening, brother, have never had the real maple syrup. And then once you do it, it's like this moment where the angels sing and there's a halo over your head and you're like, oh, I see what this is all about.
I don't want to knock those other brands that I'm not going to name, obviously, on the radio, but once you taste the real thing, it'll be pretty hard to reach for any of those plastic bottles anymore when you're shopping for maple syrup.
Or if you really want to be something like I could see myself doing, like I would store the real maple syrup like behind everything where the kids can't see it.
Oh yeah.
And put their fake stuff, the $2 jug right up there. But this is an event for families to come out and enjoy. Tell us, when can we come and do this, brother?
Yeah, we're talking Saturday and Sunday in 2 and 3 days from now.
Okay.
Maple Syrup Fest starts, we start serving breakfast at 9 a.m.
And
we serve until 1 p.m.
Okay.
Activities last until 3. So if you're just coming out for activities, it doesn't cost you a single thing.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to come out and eat, you can pre-register for a cheaper price and pay a little bit more when you walk in the door that day.
I understand. So I'm going to put this Facebook page up on our New Country Z100 Facebook. It'll be on my blog as well at z100fm.com. But don't miss the Maple Syrup Festival at the Touch of Nature here. And obviously, I'm looking at the forecast. You can look at it too. But in the wintertime, you know, roll the dice on winter weathers. They say rain showers on Saturday, but Sunday is going to be picture perfect, sunny and 50. Is there an ideal temperature for the trees to give out the sap?
Yeah, for sap production, we want cold nights and warmer days. And that's what causes the sap to release during the day into the buckets.
Gotcha.
And we like to have non-rainy, non-icy days for the actual festival.
Well,
itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, is this, it's going to be inside?
It'll be inside, So obviously food served inside.
Yeah.
And actually this year, a lot of our activities are inside. So even if it's raining, you can still come on Saturday and enjoy a lot of the things that we're going to offer.
This is going to be fun. And I've got 2 tickets to give away here in just a second for the Maple Syrup Festival. Once again, it's this Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till, well, the serving of the pancakes, which is, to me, is a big deal. It's 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and you can get the maple syrup. Can you actually buy the maple syrup there? Or no,
we don't produce enough. We can't even sell it.
This is just something for everybody to come and enjoy while you're there.
That's right. Homemade pancakes, local sausage, homemade syrup.
Wow.
Yep, and just hopefully a lot of good social time with other folks in the community.
Now, brother, you're getting ready to go down to see my friend Tom Miller, and you'll have to face all the hard-hitting questions, but I just want to let you know about something that I did in my life that has made all the difference. Are you ready for this?
Wait, okay. I'm holding on to something.
Holding on.
Yeah.
I'm now a dunker. Before, I would pour my maple syrup all over my pancakes, and by the time I was halfway done, it was like a sponge of syrup. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I now have If I'm going to eat pancakes, if I'm having sausage, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a little side bowl. Okay?
I understand. Ratio is important.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what I tell my family all the time. Your ratio of syrup to pancake is off. Try dunking. And they say, no, Kent, you're foolish. But try the dunking. And if you have to, bring your own little plate, little bowl, whatever, to the Maple Syrup Festival, and you'll be ready to go. I love events like this, and you can tell I'm excited about it. So if you're listening, you got a family, bring them on out there. There'll be more details up on our Facebook here in just a second. But I do want to mention one more thing before you leave. Like, the proceeds of all of this, they go in to help all your programs.
We push it all into our camps, our Camp Little Giant program that works with people with disabilities all summer long, and our Veteran Adventure program that works with veterans to give them good experiences once they get back from serving for the country, all those good things.
It is a good deal out here with Touch of Nature at SIU. So check it out. The Maple Syrup Festival's on. And whether you're a dunker or not, hey, there's no judgment here. I'm just telling you, try the dunking of the maple syrup and you're going to be surprised.
It's all about ratio.
Thank you, JD. There it is. Hey, man, thanks for coming in with us
today. Hey, thanks for having me.